I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt's streets are running red in the wake of Friday's day of rage. Deadly clashes continued between the Muslim Brotherhood and security forces. Sat7's Rex Rogers says church leaders are urging believers not to retaliate. And what they're saying sounds eerily like what the Nigerian church has been saying in the wake of the Boko Haram attacks.
We're Christians. How do you turn your other cheek in a society like this when someone kills your brother or someone burns down your church?
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming provides biblical answers to questions like these. A side effect? Unity. Want to help stoke the prayer furnace? We've got links at our website. Next, is $32 worth it for your child's future? August means back to school shopping. But for orphans around the world, no school supplies means no school. Uneducated kids are more likely to be victimized and struggle to develop communication skills. $32 can change that. Mission Backpack with Orphan Outreach is collecting money for backpacks, school supplies, and Bibles. Orphan Outreach teams then deliver the backpacks and share God's love. You can help donate at our featured links. And one ministry is in a race against the clock. President of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, says they only have 6 months to find parents for special needs children in China. If they don't get adopted, the kids face a bleak future.
They either will go out on the street or they will beg. And there's always a potential that the child could be exploited.
Pray that whether or not these kids find families, that they learn about their Heavenly Father and His love for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Support MNN's Wake Me Up summer campaign and get Josh Wilson's new CD. Find out more at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.